HarperCollins presents Pages & Co. The Treehouse Library by Anna James. Read by Aisha Carla. Previously in Pages & Co. In Tillian the Book Wanderers, Matilda Pages discovered that she was a book wanderer who could travel inside her favourite books. While looking for her missing mother and her best friend Oscar, she discovered that she was half fictional and had some unusual book wandering abilities. In Tilly and the Lost Fairy Tales, and then Tilly and the Map of Stories, Tilly and Oscar defeated the powerful Underwood siblings, who had taken control of the British Underlibrary. While searching for the mysterious archive, they encountered the Sesquipedalian, a book-smuggling train home to Horatio Bolt and his nephew Milo. Together, they stopped the Underwoods by unbinding all the source editions at the British Underlibrary, which meant that many books were freed from the risk of being changed forever. In The Book Smugglers, Milo Bolt realised that his uncle was caught up in schemes that were much bigger and more dangerous than book smuggling. When Tilly's granddad, and then Horatio, were put to sleep by poisoned books, Milo teamed up with Tilly to work out who was behind it. In Venice, they discovered the Alchemist, an ancient collector and hoarder of book magic. The Alchemist is after the quip for himself and believes that Tilly is the legendary anonymous reader who can find and open the Book of Books, a hidden manuscript that contains the secrets of book wandering. After the Alchemist's daughter, Alessia, stows away on the quip with the stolen cure for the poison, Milo sets off to find the botanist, a secretive woman who is the sworn enemy of the Alchemist and guardian of the Book of Books. Chapter 1. No Ordinary Train. The train rattled gently beneath Milo Bolt as he stared out at the great expanse of darkness surrounding him. Through the windows of the Sesquipedalian, he could see only inky nothingness, interrupted occasionally by a burst of glittering shadows. For the Sesquipedalian, or the Quip for short, was no ordinary train. Powered by ideas, it could take you anywhere you could imagine, and Milo was its driver. This was a very new state of affairs. It was only hours before that his uncle Horatio, book smuggler of note, had been in charge of the Quip, but it felt like a lifetime ago. A poisoned book and an alchemist intent on controlling all the world's knowledge had turned Milo's world upside down. Now, the driver's whistle was Milo's, and he was the only person who could tell the train where they were headed next. And he'd chosen to set out on his own, slipping away from Tilly and Pages & Co., quietly, with only...
Milo?
A voice called.
I'm in here,
he shouted back, and a few moments later a pale face popped round the door to the engine room. Alessia was the alchemist's daughter, which is just about as complicated as it sounds. She'd stolen away from her father's home in Venice on the Quip, and also stolen a lot of his research and recipes while she was at it. This was just as well, for Horatio was currently lying poisoned and unconscious in the Pages family spare bedroom, and the only way to revive him was with the recipe in Alessia's notebook.
"What are you doing in here?"
she asked, looking around the cramped, stuffy engine room.
"Habit, I suppose,"
Milo said, stretching his arms. Until very recently, he had spent a lot of his time keeping the engine topped up with the wooden orbs charged with imagination that kept the Quip travelling smoothly through the world of story. Now he had the run of the train without anyone to tell him off, and yet it still felt like he was trespassing when he used Horatio's office. Even though he could have slept in one of the fancy guest carriages, Milo was staying put in his cosy, cluttered quarters right towards the back of the train. Alessia, however, had immediately and happily installed herself into the finest guest car, decorated...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?